And this movement is potentially going to change a lot of things for a lot of people. It's called Grab Life by the Balls. The hashtag is up on our Facebook page if you want to follow it through. It started out on Facebook a few years ago by this guy called Sam. And it's really spawned a movement from here that's gone all over the country. It's just incredible. Sam's with me at the moment. And Grab Life by the Balls, what a statement to make, mate.
Well, it's just grabbing it for yourself. Sometimes you just got to step up yourself and make some change. And it's actually not that hard. As an Aussie bloke, it can be a bit overwhelming. There's lots of information or potentially pressure or perceived pressure on how you should act and what you should do in certain situations, nagging to try and make us change for the better. But it's actually not that hard. It's actually one of the best things you can do is actually hang out with your mates. There's Professor John McDonald down at the University of Western Sydney. He's also one of the fellows for Men Shed Australia. He's done some research, and one of the best things guys can do for their health and their well-being is to have three close mates. So, you know, we jumped on the back of that, and we're all about just building up our mateship and just hanging out pretty low-key, and that seems to top your bucket up, and you have a good time and have a bit of fun, and, you know, it's a bit more solution-orientated. It's actually really easy. It's really fun. It's just not too much pressure the way we'd like to think it should be.
Well, that's right. I've seen on your Facebook there's pictures of guys doing burger nights, there's coffee mornings, anything that guys would tend to do together, it's out there. But, I mean, how deep does it get with men who get together? I know women like to chat and have coffee and they can get fairly deep. Is it the same for blokes?
Sometimes. It just varies. I think that's the beauty of it. We've got a good bunch of guys on the Sunshine Coast. We've got a core group of guys at Caloundra and Moolbar and our burger nights, and it's, you can talk about footy, you can talk about the weather, you don't have to talk about footy for those who don't talk footy, and you can, you know, there's guys who lend an ear and hold space for you or to check in on you. Well, what you find is, like, guys that, you know, you guys connect at this barbecue or whatever we're doing, and then the next day you see them out for coffee or they're running around somewhere or they're connecting themselves and they're building their own little friendship circle from some guys that they met down the beach.
Well, why do you find that guys don't have that core three mates? What's happened to society? Why has that changed?
Oh, I think we're just busy, aren't we? There's just a lot on, and sometimes a bit of pressure, potentially. Sometimes we haven't helped ourselves out when we have caught up with our mates and maybe get in a bit of trouble the next day. You know, just keeping it as low-key and it's an organised, we do stuff weekly on the coast, and it's an organised time and it's organised place and it's regular, and it's the idea is that, you know, can bring the family or the missus along as well. Really, we're not too fussed, but it's a structured time that we can go, hey, righto, I'm off to see the boys and then I'll be back, and then we can go and do some other stuff.
So women can be assured that if their men are going to this, you know, Grab Life by the Balls group, that it's supervised mischief. Can I use that word?
I'd like that. I'm going to use that.
All right. But that's the thing. You say it's organised, so weekly there's something guys can get involved with. So no commitment. You can come as often as you want or just pop in once. If it's not for you, move on.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's part of our message as we've been, as we've grown across Australia and everything, is that, you know, you don't have to come and hang out with us. You might have, you know, your own way that you do mateship, but just realise that mateship is a key factor for a great life. So get amongst it. Grab it by the balls.
I love the fact that, you like the men's shed, but that usually is for older gentlemen who know how to get on the tools, because a lot of people get put off. If you're not a creative sort of guy, you're thinking, well, the men's shed isn't for me. It's something maybe my dad or my granddad can get into. This is, what's the age group, 30 or 25 plus for the Grab Life people?
Yeah, 25 plus up to, you know, I was going to say something else there, but yeah, up to
90.
70s, 80s, whatever's going on. I was going to use a different term there, but yeah. Quite a wide range of guys from all different backgrounds, and just keen to hang out and have a good time.
Yeah, and that's the thing. There's no pressure. So especially this week with Mental Health Week happening around Queensland, have a look at Grab Life by the Balls. It's not confronting. I mean, the title is. I mean, my mum said, she goes, what the hell is this all about? I said, Mum, dive into the page, have a look at the pictures, and you'll see just what they're getting up to. I see a big Barbie coming up. Is that around here?
Well, like, that's the plan. I've been trying to get this thing off the ground for about 3 or 4 years. We're starting to get a bit closer to it. But, yeah, there's, you know, the un-Australian stat is men's mental health, and the other un-Australian stat is Australia. We're pretty good at barbecuing. That's where guys connect around the barbecue. And Australia has nothing, nada, as if, to do with world records with barbecuing. And I reckon that's just as un-Australian, if not more.
Yeah, and no fighting over who controls the tongs. Everyone can have a go if they want to.
Totally, absolutely.
Good on you, Sam.